Welcome to the Microdose Diet. I'm your host, Peggy Van de Plage. Today, I want to chat with you about narcissistic relationship, and more specifically, if you are stuck in narcissistic relationship. So, in the last few months, I have come to the sad realization, actually, that many of my relationships were unhealthy, and I would say more precisely, narcissistic. And when you really think about it for a minute, it does make a lot of sense. Like many, I was raised to be a people pleaser, a giver, so logically, takers and self-centered, selfish individuals absolutely love me. And I just want to give you a few examples, and maybe you would recognize some of the people who are around you, your friends or your network, maybe your family as well. So you want to talk about your boyfriend for a couple of hours and always ex-wife pseudo harassing you? Of course, I will be delighted to be your emotional garbage. And in addition, I will provide you with support. I will pick up the check and I won't even feel hurt when you don't ask me one thing about my life. You cancel on me once again at the last minute? No problem. I understand. You have more important people to see than me. Let's reschedule when you have nothing better to do. And guess what? I will be happy to pick up the check. You expect me to do the lion's share of the work but expect equal compensation? Absolutely. It seems like a great idea. And you know what? I can pick up the check as well. Oh, but you want to see me regularly so I can advise you on your career, your business, your relationship, microdosing without anything in return? That will be my pleasure. Guess what? I'll pick up the check. And when it is my turn to ask for your time, advice, support for my career and my life, crickets. Oh, you do your best to give me as little as humanly possible to keep up with the appearances and deniability. Oh, you turn the tables and make me the self-centered one for having needs to. Does all of that sound familiar to you? So if it sounds familiar, then absolutely listen on. And if it doesn't resonate with you, whether you have great boundaries and congratulations, whether you are in denial, which is an option you should probably consider. So, after all, none of us want to admit that the people around us are only there because they want to benefit of taking advantage of us. It's not an easy realization, nor is the process of eliminating this toxic relationship from your life. So, enjoy listening to that and learn more about how you can start curating your network in order to have more balanced relationships. So last year, actually, I had a fun conversation. I was chatting with one of my girlfriends who was a retail entrepreneur. And I was complimenting her on the media visibility her products were garnering. They were all over the media. And as I went on to say that she must have received a lot of thumbs up from her network, friends, and family, she started to laugh. And as we imagined, due to the topic of this edition, it was a dry laugh. She went on to tell me that almost no one had congratulated her for her success. And I mean, she is one of the kindest, most generous, and caring person I have ever met. Which is probably actually the root cause of the problem. You see, life likes balance. So, the more selfless a person you are, the more selfish, self-centered individuals will be attracted to you. And maybe you're only, selfless in one dimension of your life, your career, your personal life, your friendship. It will usually be the one in which you have the least amount of self-confidence, self-worth, and self-respect. And, I have met hard-as-nail executives who were doormats in their private lives and the other way around. So And maybe you're more like this friend or I, where basically you tend to be used in your relationship, regardless of where they're coming from. So it's unfortunate, but you know, it's probably likely to be the case if you were raised to be a very well-rounded people pleaser. So here are some tips and tricks to be more mindful of the type of relationships you're in, but also to extricate yourself from the toxic one. So the first thing is about educating yourself. And it seems simple, but if you don't know what a toxic relationship is or what a narcissist is, you are unlikely to see the red flags. But of the same token, if you don't know what a healthy relationship is, it is difficult to aim for one. So I like very much to listen to Dr. Ramani on YouTube from time to time. She's really focusing on narcissists, and she has a lot of great tidbits. And it gives me great insights on what is acceptable and what is not acceptable in a relationship. And yes, it might feel odd to need that guidance, but you know what? I've never met anyone who has been taught what a good relationship looks like. So we all go through life with, 25 layers of conditioning, attracted by what is familiar, trying to figure out a model that works for us and others. But the big challenge is that familiar is rarely good. So you just reproduce what you've seen. So you can also learn more about that. I did a couple of videos. One was how to see through the bullshit and gaslighting, and the other one was on corporation being gaslighting psychopaths. So you can check that out in my previous video and podcast. So again, first thing, really educate yourself. The second thing is about taking stock of your life. And what I mean by that is that you don't wake up as an adult with suddenly one-sided relationship around you. This is a long life pattern, bred in people-pleasing and anchored in fear. It's really that if I don't act in the way this person wants me to, they will reject me, they will hurt me, they will abandon me. And weak boundaries are really taught in childhood by caregivers who took the shortcut to make their own life easier or maybe less challenging, depending on how you look at it. And I mean, the goal is really not to point fingers here, but really to realize that emotional, psychological, physical blackmail really shape kids' psyche very strongly. So if mom or dad liked you very much when you were acting in the right way, and way less when you did not, you have likely internalized this framework of people pleasing. And depending on the degree of control and manipulation that was exerted on you, you might not be a raging people pleaser, and that is catnip for narcissistic people. So the third thing is to take responsibility. So now that you know more about toxic people, and if you are a magnet to a narcissist, it is time to realize that, it takes two to tango. And for someone to take too much, someone has to give too much. And it is time to realize that you open the door to the big bad wolf, and that he made himself extremely comfortable in your life. So when you were a child, you had pretty much no agency on what adults made you do or not do. But you're not a child anymore, otherwise you wouldn't be listening or viewing that video. So it is in your power to change the situation. I mean, it is not easy, it is not pleasant, it's not fast either. But the alternative of a life of one-sided, fake transactional relationships should be a great motivator for you to start really dig into it. So the next point, which is really more action driven, is about starting to cut these toxic people and this toxic relationship. And you can call it pruning or curating, if you think the word cutting is too harsh or too ruthless. But the bottom line is about letting go of these toxic individuals in your life. And maybe you're thinking, well, why don't I try to recalibrate this relationship? And maybe it works in a relationship where it's 45, 55, or even 40, 60. But it's likely that you have embarked in 80-20 or 90-10 type of relationships, and these ones are not really solvable. And keep in mind that the individuals engaged in these toxic behaviors, the narcissists around you, they were consciously and unconsciously attracted to you so they could take advantage of you. They have no interest in an equal relationship with you. They will just go elsewhere to find someone else who can give them, their supply of attention, support, funding, and so on. So where do you start in that cutting exercise? You start with the low-hanging fruits. So you start by releasing the people with the lowest importance in your life, but also the highest level of toxicity. And you can do, if you want, a little cost-benefit analysis of your relationship in order to select maybe your first three or five individuals. But the first to go will have to be the most toxic, less essential individuals. And then you move up the food chain. So keep the most important relationships for the end. You want to own your muscle first before attacking this relationship. And you know what? You will not likely be able to cut all the one-sided relationship in your life. But at least you can be prepared not to be taken advantage of anymore. So being maybe in more neutral territory, even if it requires a lot of emotion and willpower. The next tip or trick I would say is to focus on you and increase your self-worth. The best way to not to have to cut one-sided relationship is to avoid them in the first place. So when you have high degrees of self-esteem, self-respect, and self-confidence, you are less likely to attract toxic people. They will be attracted to easier preys, to easier targets. So as I have been increasing my own sense of self-generated self-worth, selfish and narcissistic people have been falling from my life in droves. Not necessarily quietly, not necessarily elegantly. These people never live quietly and elegantly. But they realize that this new attitude of me expecting to be treated with respect was not convenient to them. It was not acceptable. What do you mean you expect me to see you as important than me? Are you insane? So it's been quite interesting. And one of the last thing you need to be ready for is expect pushback. And that's really something you need to be ready for. They won't go down without trying to turn the tables on you and make you the problem. So you're going to become the one who's self-centered, the one who doesn't understand, the one who should make an effort, the one who is ungrateful, the one who's too sensitive, and so on. And you know what? The challenge is that you will likely doubt yourself. You will, try to find them excuses or reason to justify their behavior. And that's really when you need to go back to step one, educate yourself for a dose of reality, not the twilight zone narcissists love to keep you in. So making you doubt yourself is narcissism 101. It is the entire premise of the manipulation techniques. So lying, twisting facts, invalidating, blowing hot and cold, silent treatment. I mean, all of that has one goal: keeping you in check, so when they need you, you're available. It's all about you doubting yourself, believing them, and you jumping when they call you. And when they don't have you in check, when they don't have you available for what they need, you're out of their sight. So they will definitely push back when you start accepting yourself in this relationship. This is when more than ever you need to have this deep knowing that no, this relationship is bullshit, that behavior is unacceptable, and I won't accept it anymore. So good luck with that and happy pruning. Have a good day.